Well, I think whatever happened to casual dating? I mean, what, since when does going out on a couple of dates with somebody mean that you're exclusive? I mean, if I went out on a date with a guy and then a couple of nights later saw him at a restaurant with somebody else, it wouldn't really bother me. I mean, just because I went on a date with him doesn't mean that he's mine forever.
Right, I don't think there's anything morally wrong with it. I'm just saying I would think that would scare, you know, your potential prospects away when you're up front, as they say to be about it.
Well, my husband that I have now, when I met him, I was dating three other guys. I just happened to like him a lot better, but I didn't find that out for a couple of months. But it worked, and they all knew about each other, so, I mean, I just didn't lie to them about it. I guess the honesty thing is really what we're looking for.
What was the objective for you when you were going into, you know, multi-dating? Were you just, you're trying to find as quick as you can someone that you think you can be with, or?
Well, no, I just didn't want to cross anybody out. If somebody asked me out, then, you know, why not go out with them, see if I like them, you know, and if I like them enough to go on another date, go on another one. But once you figure out, you know, okay, I think this might be the guy, then you kind of want to start letting the other guys know that, hey, I found somebody that I'm really kind of interested in. And I've been with them for 10 years now, so so it worked.
Yeah, I guess you just have to find the right people. And if you're open to it, I guess, then that might be one of the things that lets you know whether you can be with someone, is if they're, you know, able to do the same type of thing.
Yeah, I think so. I just think that I've seen it happen. I even have friends that do it. You know, once you go out on a date with somebody, you think, oh, they shouldn't be dating anybody else, you know. And I'm thinking, what are you talking about? You're not married. You know, I just think some girls just expect a little too much after one date.
Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
All right.
See ya. 539-9750 or 238-0975. You're up front with it. You tell a girl or a guy, depending, that, you know, you're dating people and you're dating multiple people. I don't know. I mean, is this a lot more regular than I realize? Am I living somewhere different than everybody else? Where this seems like, you know, normally you date somebody until you kind of, you know, get the feeling, yeah, see ya. And then you find the next person and, yeah, oh, no. And then you move on to someone else and, yeah, let's get married. Well, that was the process. Am I off?
I don't think that's right, but...
Well, somewhere along those lines, though. I started out okay with it.
Yeah.
Just kind of went downhill at the marriage point. Yeah. Go ahead, what do you think?
It can be done.
It can be done.
If you're upfront about it. Because my first marriage was an open marriage. It didn't start out that way, but it ended up being an open marriage. And as long as both people are upfront with each other about it, it can work.
So since that wasn't that, so like he decided it was going to be an open marriage or something, or did you?
We both agreed that it would be an open marriage.
Interesting.
Because he had gone out and cheated on me, and instead of just giving it up, we're like, okay, fine, we'll try this way. If it don't work, then it don't work.
And then?
It did work for a while, but then everyone has a little green monster in them. Everyone gets jealous. You know, but I am not for open marriages, but if you're honest about, you know, look, I see other people. I'm not monogamous.
Well, that's...
And as long as both people are upfront with each other, it works.
Wow.
If you lie, you're going to get caught. Guaranteed. You start lying about it, you're going to get caught.
Well, good points this morning. That's a very interesting take. We appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Talk to you later.
All right.
I wasn't expecting that call. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Although it does apply in certain areas there. What do you think? Can you date more than one person at a time and be upfront and honest about it and get away with that?
It does work, because I got divorced, and I just simply told the girls, hey, I didn't want to be in any kind of relationship, and I was dating six different girls. I mean, I think it's better if you're upfront about it.
Wow, six different girls.
Yeah, I mean, none of them seemed to mind.
And you dated them for, like, an extended period of time, or?
Most of them were about 6 months or longer.
Wow.
And they all knew about each other. I mean, you just said, hey, I'm going to go hang out with whomever it might have been the next night.
I don't know how you do it, man. That's an impressive feat.
Well, I mean, they all knew each other eventually. So, I mean, it wasn't a bad deal in the end.
So, yeah, once you end up breaking up with all of them, they can have some kind of support group where they can talk about when the ass you are.
Well, I guess so, huh?